This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. And the screams from everywhere.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get some headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. March Madness is underway for day 2. Right now, Baylor is on top of Mississippi State, 31-30, with about 2 minutes and 48 seconds left in the first half. On the other game right now, Alabama's up on Robert Morris, 24-16, with 9 minutes left in that game.
So. Tell me, man, today is the day of the favorites. I called it.
Hey, by the way, the spread in there is lovely.
It is. It's not a Good Friday friendly, but it is lovely.
There's roast beef sandwiches, regular sandwiches, chicken wings, nachos. I didn't even get to the sweets table yet.
There's a sweets table?
There's a sweets table?
Yeah, all the way down.
Nice. Very nice.
Check it out.
Yeah.
So that's your update.
Bars everywhere.
That's your update for games coming up. And right now, the next slate that's scheduled to start up, we got the Lips. They're getting going at 1:30, taking on Iowa State.
It's amazing how this guy tells me.
Not a fan.
Not.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he comes out with.
Until a moment here.
What?
Yeah. No, what's the name of the school?
Lipscomb.
There you go.
The Lips.
I'm sure that's not what they call them.
That's the name.
Not the Lips.
Wow. Oh, not the Lips, but yeah. Nobody wants to be called the Lips.
Giving them a nickname?
You don't think anybody's ever said, like, on sports radio for Lipscomb, tough game for the Lips tonight?
Nah, I don't.
No, because they usually shorten the mascot name.
Yeah, sometimes. Not always.
Yeah.
Nate, give me another example.
I will. I'll figure it out.
We got Lanta taking off.
My. Damn.
They'll call Duke the Dukies.
Oh.
They'll call Duke the Dukies. Sometimes.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Going with the Lippies?
No, just the Lips.
Just the Lips. Great. Great, great.
What?
I don't know. I just know that for that reason, I'm picking against them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a day of the favorites, dude.
I think I'm figuring out my night parlay. Okay. I'm going to, because I'm picking against Oregon because of what they did to Kalel Ware.
Ah.
I think I'm settling on Memphis. I'm picking Memphis.
Yeah.
So I said there was only one 12-5, but I think I'm going to go another 12-5. I think Liberty is going to beat Oregon because of what they did to Kalel Ware. And then I'm going to go Memphis to beat Colorado State because Colorado is a little too cute as a favorite to me. And I love Penny Hardaway.
That's really what it is. It's the Penny Hardaway.
And then I'll throw Kentucky in there because I love Kentucky. And then I may go Marquette for D-Wade. I think that's my parlay.
Okay.
Get out of here.
All right.
That's what we're going to roll with tonight. How's your bracket looking, Leroy?
I mean.
Unless you had McNeese, it's already done.
Well, how far you had Clemson going. I saw somebody who had him on ESPN. Somebody had him go to the Final Four. They had Clemson. They got freezing cold takes yesterday. I'm like, ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me
that's
see my.
That's tough. Having Clemson going that far, that's tough.
Yeah.
Not great.
Let me see something. I'll tell you right now.
All right.
We mentioned not having the Canes in the tournament kind of, like, you know, bogs down our experience. This whole buckets and bet thing has, like, really revived it.
Yeah, because of gambling.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, so.
That's great.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah.
Got an update here. Let's give you some NBA news. Shams Charania.
Ah.
He has said that an MRI on Warrior star Steph Curry's pelvic area has confirmed a contusion, no structural damage, sources tell ESPN.
That would have been rough.
It would have been rough. That would have been the, you know, there could have been a dent into the rest of the Curry clan if they want to have more little Curries.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, they have a lot. They have a decent amount.
Shams says Curry is expected to miss the start of the Golden State Warriors' six-game road trip beginning on Saturday in Atlanta as he receives treatment over the next few days, which means Tuesday could be in jeopardy for old Steph Curry.
I talked about BCU, but I picked Brigham Young.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then why did you say VCU had a chance?
He was talking about VCU yesterday because he was, remember, we caught him in a lie.
VCU because
we caught him in a lie. He was like, yeah. VCU been to the Sweet 16 many times, and he's like, they only been there once.
You were lying yesterday, Leroy.
All right, so Jimmy Butler may be facing the Heat without Steph Curry.
Oh, Leroy, I wanted to let you know something, Leroy.
What's up?
Tobin and say, I text you this, but one young Zion Williamson is out tonight from the New Orleans Pelicans against the Minnesota Timberwolves after dropping 30 on them two nights before. Would you like to know, guess the injury or why he's missing tonight's game?
Oh, yeah.
Bubble guts?
No, not bubble guts.
What?
Well, you know, if you weigh a lot, what seems to hurt?
Back.
Give this man applause.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor. But you didn't give the full injury report, though, Vlad.
It's true.
Because he's out with a wink back injury.
There you go.
There's no wink with Zion and back.
That is obviously his extra point.
No. Here's the thing.
For sure.
No. Hear me out.
No, it's a wink.
Zion just cooked the Timberwolves. It's a 19-win team.
You're not going to give him a get back. You don't want to give him.
Exactly. Exactly, dude. Mm-hmm. So you say, oh, you want to know why? You showed the Heat what you got. You don't want to show another game.
Why don't you show it against the Heat?
They already played. Mm. And he was out for those games. It was early in the
You're making my point for me.
Oh, I don't think I am. Anyway, the Heat will be back in action tonight against the Houston Rockets. And that game gets going tonight at 8 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. And 6:45 will be preheat with Solana to get you going for all the action from the Kaseya Center. And Andrew Wiggins is probable to play tonight. And Amen Thompson
probable
to play tonight for a little Tyler Hero revenge matchup.
Round.
Does it matter?
Fight.
Does what matter?
If Wiggins plays or not?
I don't know. I'm just giving you the injury report.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's weird.
Has he made that big an impact? Obviously not.
When they add players or not play with certain players,
yeah,
they still have the same situations or circumstances of every game. Yep. So,
Does Andrew Wiggins get back? I don't know. I'm just letting you know Andrew Wiggins is coming back. Okay. I agree with you.
I was just asking a question. That's all.
So,
let me tell you something. I'm playing the guys that I want to see how they do in the future in the next couple of years. I'm giving them the most minutes. So, Kalel, I'm going to be hard on him. I'm going to coach my tail off with him, but I'm going to get him right. So, we're done with growth after this year.
I think they're going to go backcourt, Duncan Tyler, put Wiggins back out there with the two bigs. That'll be their starting lineup tonight. Davion will come off the bench.
Davion, I almost like his energy on the first unit because
he had a great game last week.
You can't have too many sieves. Defensive side of the ball.
I get you, but I also think
Dunk tries his tail off, but like he tries his tail off, but is he really defending or he's just giving effort?
He gives effort.
Right.
The old college try.
Right. So that's where I am with him. And he'll make plays though. It's not for lack of effort with Dunks.
We'll take a break here on the show, and an old friend is going to stop by to tell us about his tremendous adventure. That's next.
It's your boy, Young Hope. If you turn him off, noise up. We can get right into the proceedings this evening.
Thank you, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood.
Now we working with it.
From Buckets and Bets. Day two. Got the action going. Quickly, 15 minutes of heat, which is really going to be a few seconds of heat because we got to get to our guy, Robbie the Degenerate. It's going to stop by in a second. But 15 minutes of heat always brought to you. I gave you 15 minutes of heat last segment. It's always brought to us by our friends, Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. So we always appreciate our friends over at Hollywood Kia. But we got to talk about this. Our guy embarked on a journey over a week. And in that time, we'll tie in the Heat. The Heat won zero games in his entire journey. But he was doing it for a great cause, to raise money for the South Florida Charter School of Autism. He raised over $15,000. He got to the southernmost
point. That's impressive.
What a kid.
The southernmost point of America. Robbie the Degenerate joining us here on the program. Hello, Robbie.
What's up, guys? How you guys been doing?
Oh, buddy, we are good. We are good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Still, I'm starting to recover now a little bit, but yesterday I was still pretty much sore the past couple of days, but I finally made it.
What was the hardest part of the journey, Robbie, to walk from Miami all the way to Key West? What was the hardest part?
Well, the hardest part was probably the second to last day. I mean, the last day was just a quick, 15-minute stroll to the southernmost point. But the day leading up into that, we walked 30 miles from Big Pine all the way down to Key West. And we got into Key West after 3 a.m. That was the hardest day by far. But I think what really was the hardest day was the day where we had to cross the blue wall. Thankfully, we crossed the blue wall about 3 days before fire started kicking in. But then that day led to the next day feeling pain, and then everything just kept rolling over into the day. So that really set up the rest of that hard challenge of getting over the blue wall. That's what probably set up the tough days that followed.
Robbie, what was the was there a scary part? Because I saw sometimes it looked like cars were flying by you. You almost had some near misses. Like, was there ever a time where you felt like, oh no?
Yeah, there were some pretty hairy bridges. There was one that was like a mile long, that's right around mile marker 72. Where not only we had to walk on the shoulder, but it was like the cars are coming at me. But it was also super windy too, so I was like fighting the wind and having the cars come at me, and it was tight as well. The 7 mile bridge was also a little hairy, but thankfully when I crossed the 7 mile bridge, it wasn't windy at all. I felt like there was a lot more space on the shoulder than I thought there was.
Fighting the wind?
That's crazy.
What are you, a windsock? He makes it sound like he was walking across a bridge like this.
It's the elements, dude. It's resistance.
The cars would scare me because if you ever been in like an SUV or something and you're driving in a gust,
you feel it.
Right.
Well, this morning for me, actually, it was pretty windy. I had to control my car better.
What was the, Robbie, so, like, what did you do for supplies? Like, you mentioned the water. Like, did you have people seeing you at any point dropping off supplies? Did you?
We had spotters. We had spotters that were nearby. Maybe they were, like, spotters. We had somebody who was, like, 10, 15 miles ahead, and they're watching the stream, and if they hear that we're running out of water, they would come over, bring a van, I got a camel bag. I can just refill it with water if I needed to and whatnot.
Where did you stay most nights? Like, did you stay at motels? Did you have a tent? Like, what did you do?
We found friends or we had motels. It was wherever we could get, basically. And,
because you never really knew. You didn't have a planned stop. It was just kind of wherever you ended up.
Yes, it was like wherever we could stay. That's how far we had to walk to. Because as I talked to you guys on Tuesday, last Tuesday, there was not allowed to have car assistance. I don't want to say the other term that I said last time. I don't want to scare you, Tobin, but we're not allowed to get in cars, boats, planes, trains, automobiles, even moving bodies of water. We're not allowed. Water, bodies of water that have current that can take you from one place to another.
Wow.
It can only be stationary bottle of water, like a pool or a pond.
It's like, this RTD was a fraud. He hopped into a boat. He was paddle boating the entire time.
He ran the garret.
Did you burn through a pair of sneakers? Like, when you walk that much, are those retired shoes, or they're still? Did they hold up okay?
Well, thankfully, I was kind of saving these shoes. I got these shoes back in December, and I said, oh, these are going to be my shoes I walk to Key West. So I maybe wore them a couple weekends leading up to it just to get used to them, and then a couple days before I started walking, I started to wear them in a little bit more. But thankfully, these shoes held up. Now I may have to retire them one day. I may have to put them in a glass, in a glass booth when it's all said and done. I don't want to throw these shoes away. But yeah,
were they comfortable right at least? There.
Wow, look at those things.
Yeah, and they're still kind of. I mean, they're black marks. They're a little, but they're not. They're so far. They held up.
What was it like the day you're closing it out? You see the southernmost point. What went through your mind?
Well. Yeah, when I get to the southernmost point, like, you know, every time I've gone there, it's usually, like, nobody there. But this time, there was, like, a super long line of people waiting to get pictures.
So you had to wait in line?
No, I didn't wait. No, I found a weak spot where nobody was paying attention. I just wanted to did the quick slap.
Like, right.
That would have been miserable. If you walked all that distance and you get down there, you got to wait in line.
It was a huge line. Even if there was a barrier, Robbie would have hopped that after walking all the way from Miami to Key West. Like, he's going to break some protocols in his life.
Were there any emotional moments during your journey?
Wow.
Well, it was just a lot of...
We lost you there for a second, Robbie. You lost your audio.
I used our friend Mark Jackson to get us through. Sometimes the great ones, you got to tell their bodies not
to. Oh, my God. So,
as only Robbie would say.
How does it feel? You raised a lot of money for a cause that was near and dear to you.
Autism.
How does that mean?
Okay, yes.
What does that mean to you, Robbie?
It was a lot, man. It felt a lot. It was thankful to all the people that helped that donated, and you know, it was way more than probably what I thought I was going to do, and it was pretty awesome to see.
We lost
the stream. When I was stumbling to get to Key West at like 3 a.m, there was like people that wouldn't normally be up that late were watching to the end, and so like it was pretty awesome.
It was an awesome thing to see everybody follow the journey the entire time, man. That was really, really cool for everybody to get to see that. You also had like some days like you switched to Instagram too, because like what, your home base, like the computer went down? Like, so what happened?
So it's pretty funny. So I needed to get the subscribers up to go live on YouTube, and then when I hopped on with you guys, it's like I got the subscribers that I needed, and then it was still giving me a hard time. I'm like, all right, what do I got to do? So I tried to find some workarounds, and I found a workaround, but I'm like, you know, I couldn't really see the comments very well. So I, at least for the first night, I set up a computer back in our office with the StreamYard, the same thing you guys do. And I would invite myself to, and then I have to have somebody let me into the stream, the computer was just abandoned, not doing anything.
Wow.
And I was rocking with that for the whole time. But then, you know, whenever I get kicked out of the stream, and it's like late at night,
you got
to
redo it.
In the office to let me in. So I, in a panic and in a pinch, I had to switch to Instagram.
Beautiful, beautiful.
For sure.
All right, this is a day that's near and dear to your heart as well. March Madness is going on.
Oh.
What do you got? What do you got on the line today? Because I hit a parlay yesterday. I had old McNeese State, the old classic 12-5.
Yeah,
it did me good here down at the Hard Rock. Is there anything you like here today?
Probably like what was scored this Alabama game. The Alabama game. I like Alabama laying that many points. That's my pick to win it all. Is Alabama. Because I feel like everyone's going with Duke, everyone's going to Florida. I know, Toby, you got Florida.
Yep.
But I feel like my pick, I mean, Alabama right here, they're playing right now, Robert.
And they're only up three.
They're only up by three, oh boy.
Yeah, it's just,
I'm in trouble.
Robert Morris just made a little bit of a run. So, yeah, it's 39-36. Alabama's about to get last shot for the half.
And not that I'm trying to do play-by-play, Galen.
Okay. Remember when we did that at Twin Peak? We couldn't. We had to, like, you know.
We had to, we had to do code words.
An Alfredo Mezica amount.
That's right. Yep. So it looks like they're about. He just got fouled, so they might get a couple of free throws right here before the end of the half. But I was. Let me ask you this: what do you think about this parlay? All right, I got right. one. I'm thinking about taking a little
personal
house.
Advice here.
Yeah, because he's a gambler. All right.
Okay.
Little,
the man is called the degenerate for a reason.
Yeah. So, well, you think we just made that name up?
Colorado State Memphis is very tight, right? But this 12-5, I don't want to get too overblown with it because that's usually the gold mine. So I have another one that I'm going to throw into this parlay later. But I got Memphis to beat Colorado State. All right, that's minus 105. Kentucky, because I love Kentucky, to beat Troy. Marquette for D-Wade to beat New Mexico at minus 190. And then because Oregon was rotten to Kalel Ware, I'm picking Liberty as a 12 over Oregon at plus 220. That's a four-leg parlay, just like I did yesterday, plus 966. What do you think?
Or, but you said you had Memphis. You had Memphis beating Colorado State?
Yes. That makes you nervous?
No, that doesn't, because that's actually good value, because Memphis is actually an underdog. It's a, I mean, normally 12s beat 5s all the time, but you rarely see where the 12 seed is actually favored in that game. So you actually got solid value on a 5 seed. Being a, catching some points here and getting a solid money line. And so I really like that. You got to just get through the Memphis one. And the Liberty one's a challenge too. But if you get to those two, you'll get there.
But what do you think of this? I'm thinking of being greedy and swapping out Marquette and putting in an 11 at Xavier to beat Illinois. Xavier is a four-point dog. They're plus 150. But if I swap out Memphis, if I swap out Marquette, that makes the parlay instead plus 1600.
Well, if you want, I think you're better off if you want to swap out for 11 seed. I think North Carolina gets Ole Miss.
All right.
I think because everyone ripped them. They were the controversial selection to get into the tournament, and everyone's saying that the president was in cahoots and he got a bonus because they made the tournament, and he was the head of the committee. And next thing you know, North Carolina steamrolled San Diego State in their first four games. So everyone's doubting on a mission. I would like North Carolina as your 11 if you want to swap out.
All right.
If you want to get greedy, if you're feeling greedy.
I'm feeling a little greedy. I'm feeling greedy like a pig. All right. So if I do
wait, what's the total in that game? Because Carolina can't play defense. They can score, but they can't play defense as well.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're getting 11 seed.
Yeah, I'm just doing straight up. I'm doing straight up money lines.
Say totals.
But the over under is 155, Vlad.
Oh, I love the over. I love the over.
So I got North Carolina. All right, we go North Carolina, Liberty, Kentucky, Memphis, plus 1100. I think I like that. All right, Robbie.
There you go.
I think you got me, buddy. I think you got me.
I got a question too, Robbie. How much for those shoes?
Oh, they're not for sale.
What?
Surprised you even want them. He's not dead. Usually you only like dead people's shoes.
But they're very walked in. Those he shoes. Likes
they
that.
Are very used.
Those I'll shoes sign, live I'll the sign lifetime. It for you, Marcos. I'll sign the shoes.
Oh, that's
I
sweet.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Robbie, we're very proud of you, man. Great job. Is the link still open? People can still want to donate to your cause. How can they do that?
Yes, the link is still open. They're still more than happy to donate right there. They can scan that that QR code, and the link is still open. They're more than welcome to keep sending them in. We're raising money for the South Florida Autism Charter School. Yeah, the link is still open. People can still donate.
All right, there you go for our audience there. Robbie, thanks, man. Great job by you. Enjoy the hoops.
Thank you, Robbie.
Very proud of you. And nice hand, by the way.
Robbie. Take care, buddy. Take care. We'll take a break. Close things out with a little.
You're dead to me.
That's next.
You're dead to me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. As we are here from Buckets and Bets.
I'm going degenerate on my You're Dead to Me.
Are you?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to let you go first then, dude. Go ahead. Who's dead to you?
The Auburn Tigers, the number one seed in the overall tournament. Let me tell you why. I had an 18 parlay, $20, paid $3,400. 7-1.
Oh, no.
The team that lost, is the number one seed in the tournament.
That's not tough.
That's not tough.
Yeah. So yeah, you're dead to me. You cost me $3,400.
Jeez. Oh, that's fair. That is.
Yeah. Like, come on. So here's the funny part. Before I even got home, I already knew I lost.
Well, you took the spread, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the spread?
32.
That's a little greedy, dude.
32?
32?
Dude, what? Listen, the number one seed in the tournament supposed to be
32
posing through these teams.
I couldn't even get, like, I couldn't even put Duke or Florida in my parlay. They're minus 20,000.
Leroy, right, what now are you doing, bro?
I just take the points.
You want to take the points? 32. This is in college football. A 32-point spread in college basketball?
Yep.
Even if they...
I won three of them that were 25, 28.
Jeez.
So, like, what are you talking about? Listen, a 16 seed is happy to be in the tournament. They supposed to get dealt with accordingly.
They did. It stopped at once Virginia lost. All that thinking got thrown out the window.
But here's what I would say. Tell me if you guys are on to this. You would be well off to take all of the teams that went into play-in, because they play tough, and they've already been playing tournament basketball, so a lot of times they can keep it close. They don't get blown out.
Wow.
Right. That's how I lost, because that was one of the play-in teams.
Do you think Mount St. Mary's is going to have some action today?
Ooh. They won the play-in?
They did.
What about North Carolina?
They did. I took North Carolina.
Right.
It's not a bad theory. I was looking at Xavier, but Robbie convinced me to go with UNC. So if I lose, Robbie, it's on you.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you.
Jeez.
There is nothing worse than losing a parlay by one game, and that game's the first game.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Right.
Like, I felt the mojo yesterday. As soon as Creighton dealt with business, I was like, we're off to the races, dude.
Oh, well, we knew that game was over. They took it like a... What is it, 31-13?
That was an intangible tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
Intangibles, what, haymakers.
Five passes and a three?
Yep.
Nobody. Hey, you don't have to worry about Creighton dunking on you.
Marcos, who's dead to you?
Me? We talked about this earlier. Yesterday, Bronny James had a 17-point performance, his career high. Not only was this man very critical of him, he was also very critical of Pat Riley on his birthday, saying Pat Riley's only going to be remembered by stealing LeBron's cookies. Therefore, for these dumb statements and them blowing up in your face, Stephen A. Smith, you happen to be dead to me, good sir.
You're dead.
Wow.
Don't want to hear you talking.
Did he say I might have been wrong about Bronny?
He quote says, I might have been wrong about Bronny James.
He definitely did.
I mean,
did he really say that?
He did say that.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than judging a person at whatever he's doing within the first 6 months of him doing it, right? Because guess what? If you call customer service, what is the first thing they say to you? I just got here. I'm learning. I'm whatever. And you're supposed to understand.
Oh, the lips took the lead.
Still don't like when you say that.
But that's what they're called.
You know what? I've said a couple of things.
They're not called the lips. Stop that.
At all.
I've said a couple of things, and he's looked at me like, I don't want to get canceled. Meanwhile, he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the same.
Just makes me feel weird when you say it.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
We already know who's dead to me.
Uh-oh.
Who? Bert?
You're going to do Dave again?
Again. Okay. What do you mean? Just because you guys brought it up yesterday.
Oh, she's been saving it for Friday.
Yeah, I was saving it up, you know, but I just.
Really hates Dave.
I can't stand Dave.
Is the season over with yet?
No. So, I mean, well, yes, but I haven't finished. So once I get to that reunion, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate Dave even more.
Actually, I don't think that's the case. You're going to hate a lot more people than Dave.
What?
I mean,
All I saw is the commercial. The girl that was surrounded in the. She was apologizing.
What girl?
The blonde chick.
Which one?
The one with the text messaging? No, wait, the follow? The follow?
I don't know.
Beforehand? I don't know.
There was a lady with text messages who ratted out a rat.
Wait, are you talking about?
Madison.
Who's Madison?
I don't know anybody's names.
Nose ring girl.
Joe's ring? What?
Nose ring. She had a nose ring. Madison.
Oh. I would have been out.
two nose rings, one here, one there.
Oh, what about
is that? And that's Love Is Blind.
That's Love Is Blind.
I would have been out soon as I saw that.
My big complaint about Love Is Blind was not Dave, even though Dave sucks. It was that the reunion had all this great drama that people really hated each other, and yet they just faked it the entire time.
So you would have rather seen that during the show?
Yeah, be honest.
Yeah,
okay.
But how long would the show?
Be honest, Posh.
Whoa.
How long would the
honest.
Wait? How long would the show last if they had that much hate?
I don't care.
I don't know. Well,
you figure it out. You're the producers.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how hard it is to see these people just fake liking each other?
So what do you want to say
it's
about
so
Dave?
Awkward. Here's another tip from the two. I have a lot to say about Dave.
Well, barely not. You barely don't have anything to say about Dave.
I don't think it'd be appropriate if I continued speaking.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay.
Just, hey, that's just fair. Dave, you're dead to
there's,
her again.
There's people
Dave.
Hearing me here also, so I'd rather not.
It's like, Dave, rats off a ship. Vlad. Dave, you're dead to me.
I'm sick of you, okay?
Damage is done.
I mean, this all has been...
Grow up! There you go. Listen to Art Garsavi's new song.
Oh, grow yeah. Up. Thank you.
Hey, this is literally have been I Hate Dave Week.
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah, and Dave.
Vlad, who's dead to you?
Headphones.
Oh.
Okay. Clearly, you guys don't know how to use it last yesterday, so therefore, headphones.
He's
dead.
The headphones. Still on it.
Be honest, Porsche.
Hey, anyway. All right. So he's mad because we were sitting here, but our headsets were on it.
And I'm looking no dead at you guys, and you're not even.
Right
I'm like.
You should have yelled at them.
No, we couldn't. See, when I go to break, I'm looking at all my stuff.
Correct.
The tournament.
But sometimes,
my mail.
Like, if your headphones are pretty high, they can hear. Like,
It's a gambling paradise here. I apologize.
Oh yeah.
I apologized. Here's who's dead to me.
Ooh.
The New York Mets. Oh.
You're
I just
dead
came across
me.
This. Solana put this. Solana really should be the one dead to me, because he put this on my timeline. But the New York Mets are selling the Dog Bowl this year at their games, which is a helmet stuffed for $12.99 with 12 hot dogs.
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
Oh, wait, that's really?
Hey, yo.
I'm not a fan of this.
What?
I don't like
it. Neither am I. This
I
is disgusting.
It. And also,
why not?
I don't like it.
No, I don't
it's,
like it.
It's too many buns. There's for our viewers out there.
That doesn't even look appetizing.
It doesn't
no,
look
it
appetizing.
Doesn't. The bread don't look right.
The bread no. doesn't look right.
Not
it does.
Dogs.
It does look like
sausage's been on the sun a little too long.
It does look like the food that the restaurant throws away.
What are you supposed to
that
do?
Being like, said, that being said, if everything is fresh, that is a delicious treat to go back to your seat with.
And
hold on,
ladies
first of all, hold on. Here's my
well, hot
to that. Condiments. What are you supposed to do? You going to bring packets with you?
No. They'll give you some. Oh, no,
yeah,
because
like
you have the little squirters.
Yeah,
at the,
and
I don't
know. Tobin, you've just discovered what Tracy Morgan ate right before the Knicks game.
Yes, definitely.
That's exactly what he ate.
See, look, I kept talking about Dave, but you keep on talking about Tracy.
Bro, you're not supposed to throw up. You know what? Forgetting you guys. Tracy Morgan's my guy now. I'm he's dead to me.
Going after someone who had food poisoning?
Excuse me. He's been to the Garden many times. He's eating the food. That ain't food poisoning. It's a little bit more than that.
Leroy, put your camera up, please.
No, I'm trying to see which one's mine.
Come on, that looks disgusting.
We're getting bad views, dude.
We're getting.
Oh my God, I can see all the grays in your beard.
No, my eardrum was literally pounced. So I had to turn the mic down. That's
I got all right. So here's what we got right now. The lips, they're down.
You really
try
to get that over, aren't you?
Hey,
9:48.
You know
left
what?
In the first half.
Here's what I hate about you. You know something is annoying as hell.
Yep.
And you still try to force it.
That's very
right.
Mature.
Right.
To
He's
been very
right.
Mature.
You still try to go ahead on and push it through.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. That ain't the thing.
You're taking our time.
What about a helmet full of churros?
Ooh.
That's better to me because it's like I think in a treat, a bowl setting is better. Hot dogs. A hot dog is not meant for
bowl.
It to be grouped together.
How about a giant bowl with
so
ice cream?
Like if it was a giant.
How about a giant
disturbing.
Bowl with ice cream filled
course,
with churros?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like when you go to the
dude, I'm
have
telling
you ever
got
a, like a Panthers game when the Panthers give you a helmet full of ice cream? The
and it,
Panthers.
And it looks so appetizing.
They give you a helmet full of ice cream.
Hey, Karen wants to know, does this explain Mrs. Metz Giant's tush?
Oh.
She's eating hot dogs on her helmet.
Many hot dogs.
Hey, like so no. Give listen, them to minus one for that.
Listen to this. If we're all go, if we all go to a say a Marlins game.
Yep.
And we're up in our little area by the Budweiser. Yep. Bar.
Yep.
If and somebody pull comes up that, with a helmet.
A helmet with hot dogs and we drinking.
I'm going to look at you funny.
You need one. You stop.
Grab the bottom hot dog. I dare you.
Why don't you just grab him off the top?
No.
First?
No, I get the top
you're
one.
First?
Dude.
That's a soggy hot dog.
Hey, okay, if I get top dog, it's fresh.
It's not going to be soggy.
That's a sweaty hot dog.
It's going to be soggy.
Because they're going to be hot, steaming on each other.
I think y'all making way too much. I'm thinking like
that's
this.
A sweaty dog.
12 hot dogs at a ballpark for $12? Them hot dogs at Marlins Park are like $8, $9, $10.
Sure, it's a deal.
So you're going to – so you like the fact it's a dollar a dog, right?
Yep.
A dollar a dog.
All right. You know what, dude? I'm going to make you your own Michigan helmet dog. You got a Michigan helmet?
Yeah.
I'm going to make you 12 hot dogs.
With blue and yellow mustard.
That looked like that picture.
Yeah, see me – I like regular mustard. I don't like that
you
spicy
mustard. You want to put mustard in it?
Huh?
You don't want to, like, I'll just give you the bottle of mustard because otherwise it's going to make everything all sloppy.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're talking about getting
no, but I'm
condiments
mixed wait, in that? You don't think, wait, you guys don't think
relish
that shareable would work well.
Nah, I don't.
If you with two or three dudes and y'all each get a couple of hot dogs apiece,
hey, yo.
Like it's coming.
It is sloppy play from the lips now. They're down by 10. 11.
Stop saying it.
What? The lips are playing sloppy.
I don't.
Dude, when they talk about lips, hot dogs, sausage, buns, what's going on here? This show is off the rails.
Man, let's get out of here for the weekend, everybody. Thanks again to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood for having us out here for Buckets and Bets. Hockman and Crowder's coming on up. Solana and Dan Rabinowitz, Hollywood, going to have your action here.
I'm going to get that munion.
Get that munion.
Yeah.
We're about to enjoy all the festivities over here, so we hope to see you guys out here. Get your tickets, all you can drink, all you can eat over here. Giant screens. It's Goosey's galore, everybody.
Are you ready to go?
I am ready. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh,
right. Showdown.
Wait.
We got
drinks
a beer
first.
Pong
drinks
showdown.
First.
We got a giant
drinks
beer pong
first,
showdown.
And then I'm going to go ahead and beat Coben at beer pong.
It is on. It is on. We'll talk to you guys.
Is that lawn pong?
I'm actually off next week, but they'll talk to you on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Jesus. You don't want to be tapping out in the bedroom, dude, all right? You need to be able to go the distance and finish the old rear naked poke. That's why you need to try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but don't do that face, Leroy. Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it. And do it!
Did you just accuse somebody of doing a rear naked poke?
He just said rear naked poke! That's a new definition of ground and pound now.
Worthy of it! That's a point right there, Vlad!